This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fresh from supportive summits with allies, U.S. President Joe Biden is declaring himself ready to take on Russia's Vladimir Putin in far more confrontational talks. Biden reached the city of Geneva on Tuesday for the most watched part of his first trip abroad as president. Putin has said he is open to dialogue on a range of subjects at his upcoming summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking with U.S. television network NBC in an interview released by the Kremlin on Tuesday, Putin said that while relations with the United States were at their lowest point in recent years, there were areas of cooperation that would benefit both countries. Putin will meet with Biden as U.S. president for the first time in Geneva Wednesday, at a time of the worst tensions in the relationship between Russia and the United States since the Cold War era. For the first time since a ceasefire with Hamas militants was announced last month, Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip. The airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, blaming the militant group for any act of violence emanating from Gaza. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultra-nationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem in a show of force that threatened to spark renewed violence. The UN's outgoing special envoy for Yemen expressed deep regret Tuesday that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties, but said he hoped a recent diplomatic effort by Oman would bear fruit. Martin Griffiths, who painted a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country, said in his final briefing to the UN Security Council that Yemen is in the throes of the world's worst humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's UN ambassador says Eritrean troops who have been fighting with his country and forces in a war against the Tigray region's fugitive leaders will definitely leave soon. That would be welcomed by many, including the UN, whose humanitarian chief accused the Eritreans Tuesday of using starvation as a weapon of war. The war in Tigray was the subject of an informal closed UN Security Council meeting. UN aid chief Mark Lowcock warned that over 350,000 people were in famine conditions, with starvation deaths reported. Ethiopia's ambassador said that there is food insecurity, but disputed the famine-related data. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday unveiled a plan to address the threat of violence posed by white supremacists and militias 5 months after members of those groups joined in a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The White House released a 30-page plan for increased information sharing between federal and local officials and media companies, additional resources to identify and prosecute threats, and new deterrents to prevent Americans from joining dangerous groups. The administration conducted a sweeping assessment of earlier this year of domestic terrorism that labeled white supremacists and militia groups as top national security threats. The issue took on new urgency after January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, who were trying to overturn Biden's election victory. Lawmakers in Hungary approved legislation Tuesday that prohibits sharing with minors any content portraying homosexuality or sex reassignment, something supporters said would help fight pedophilia, but which human rights groups denounce as anti-LGBT discrimination. Hungary's National Assembly approved the bill in a 157-1 vote. One independent lawmaker voted against it. More than half the cosmetics sold in the United States and Canada are washed with a toxic industrial compound associated with serious health conditions, including cancer and reduced birth weight. That's according to a new study. Researchers at the University of Notre Dame attested more than 230 commonly used cosmetics and found that 56% of the foundations in eye products, 48% of lip products, and 47% of mascaras contain high levels of fluorine, an indicator of PFAS, so-called forever chemicals that are used in nonstick frying pans, rugs, and countless other consumer products. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.